Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. New York City Mayor Eric Adams on Sunday called on the federal government to address the crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border that is overwhelming city officials throughout America.
Our cities are being undermined, and we don't deserve this. Migrants don't deserve this, and the people who live in the cities don't deserve this.
The Democrat mayor was in El Paso this weekend to survey the border and meet with his counterparts to discuss how the crisis is impacting the community.
We expect more from our national leaders to address this issue in a real way.
The debt limit for America will be front and center moving forward as the national debt, now at nearly $31.5 trillion, has grown exponentially over the last few years.
According to most analysts, August is the true deadline by which Congress needs to act on a budget and the debt limit. Republicans are going to have to work with each other. A budget resolution due in early spring is expected to lay out a plan to get back to budget surpluses in 10 years. That could come with cuts to social programs and defense spending that some Republicans oppose. Democrats say they refuse to negotiate altogether. If nothing's worked out, Treasury could be forced to live hand-to-mouth through a series of interim debt ceiling increases for weeks or months. I'm John Schaefer.
House Republicans are seeking 2 years of visitors log from President Biden's Delaware home as part of a push for more details about top-secret documents that were found in Mr. Biden's home and a Washington, D.C. office. House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer, the Republican from Kentucky, wrote White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain a letter on Sunday, quote, "Given the serious national security implications, the White House must provide the Wilmington residence's visitors log," end quote. Wild card playoffs in the National Football League wraps up tonight as Dallas travels to Tampa Bay, Florida. 8:15 Eastern is kickoff. This is USA News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I Have a Dream was delivered by American civil rights activist Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. during the March on Washington for Jobs and Freedom on August 28, 1963.
I am happy to join with you today in what will go down in history as the greatest demonstration for freedom in the history of our nation.
A call to end racism in the United States was delivered to over 250,000 civil rights supporters from the steps of the Lincoln Memorial in Washington, D.C.
We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men are created equal.
Non-essential government offices such as Department of Motor Vehicles, public libraries, and city offices will be closed. That does include the Postal Service. State and federal courthouses will also be closed. Some good football in the National Football League during the wild card weekend. The Minnesota Vikings-New York Giants game was no exception.
It was an upset victory as the Giants turned back the Vikings in Minnesota Sunday, 31-24. Quarterback Daniel Jones threw for two scores and a franchise record 78 yards on the ground, while Saquon Barkley rushed for a pair of TDs. The Giants hit the road for the divisional round, taking on the top-seeded Eagles next weekend. In New York, I'm Jerry Barmash.
California is getting a batch of rain and snow today in central and southern California. I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
And I want to say thank you, you know, for joining in and being part of the solution and not adding to the problem. This is what this is all about. And as much as it would count on any one of us, continue to take that stand for freedom. This is what Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. would want for all of us. You know, quite interesting when you think about, you know, Black Lives Matter, the other things that have been happening, you know, reparations that are coming up again, which, you know, is a bit provocative to say the least. And I'm sure Dr. King would have some specifics to say about that. Today, a special day across this country that we remember Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. at a time when there are antithetical forces that would speak against and would argue against what Dr. King stood for. And with us right now to help commemorate this legacy and to remember rightly is Michael Austin. And Michael is a Project 21 Black Leadership Network member. Michael, welcome back to the show. Good to have you with us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. It's good to be here.
Well, Michael, you know, when you consider what Dr. King, you know, shared with everybody, certainly we, most people remember the I Have a Dream speech, but there were so many other, I say, golden nuggets of wisdom that he shared with people to, you know, bring us all together. His heart wasn't one to destroy America. It was to really continue to encourage America to follow the dream that the founders had where all would be one, right?
It really was. And so if we take a step back here, let's take a look at the level of equality all Americans have achieved since 2023. I don't think Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. would be spinning in his grave. I think he'd be excited. He would be doing cartwheels if he could. And with that being said, I do think that there are some aspects of our society today that he would look at and he might hang his head in shame. Some places where they've replaced the whites only sign with the no whites allowed sign in some places, and that is disheartening.
Yeah, well, because what came out of, you know, his heart was were Christian principles. They were biblical principles, and the biblical principles, you know, laid out quite plainly. And what you know what's being thrust in the public square is very much anti-God, isn't it?
It is. You know, Dr. King's dream was of a colorblind society where people are judged by their character, but it seems that dream has become a bit of a nightmare. The far left is just placing skin color and other superficial traits on a pedestal.
Right.
And I think you're exactly right. The truth of the matter is that, you know, living a better life means to promote traditional values and particularly traditional Christian values. That's how African Americans got out of slavery, and that's how, you know, we got civil rights, but we're simply moving in the opposite direction sometimes.
Well, and I'm glad you pointed that out, Michael, because guess what? you know, BLM and those others, they don't want to look at the advancement of people of all color, whether it's this country or at least the understanding in certain parts of the world that have understood this. And it, these ideas and this reality was born out of Judeo-Christian principles. It wasn't out of Black Lives Matter. I mean, I don't see where their doctrine and whatever they're promoting does anything but, you know, make the problem, you know, make the problem worse. I mean, for example, I don't see them addressing, you know, abortion, for example, where you got, what, 40% of abortions being perpetrated on people of color. I mean, that's a disaster. And then throw in another 25% for Hispanics. I mean, we're killing our kids here and, you know, ignoring the key issue that Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. promoted.
Yes, I'll give you another example. So 100 years ago, you know, what was the predominant view as to why some people were less fortunate than others? Well, they would say that maybe those people, African Americans as an example, were genetically inferior. Today, exactly. What's the predominant view as to why, let's say, African Americans are perhaps less fortunate than others? They would say it's because, you know, African Americans are victims of other people. It's not a coincidence that Democrats were at the forefront of both of these views. Whether it's 1823 or 2023, it seems that a core tenet of progressive politics is that non-whites are fragile, they are less capable, and that they need coddling and big government and special rules in order to get ahead.
Well, and the good news is, Michael, in spite of that worldview, blacks and people of color have risen. And they've championed their own cause. I mean, look at, I mean, we could spend the rest of the day talking about the accomplishments of people of color in this, you know, in this country of ours. And they've been able to achieve that because of this great American idea in which Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. held to. He wasn't talking about blowing it up. He just thought, hey, we need to realize the dreams that, whether it was John Winthrop or the Pilgrims and you know, our early founding fathers, that they had to promote an opportunity where people could really be the best they could be.
That's exactly right. You know, those who are, you know, evoking Dr. King for their, you know, left-wing agenda, need to remember Dr. King never asked for America to ignore the countless examples of black Americans and other Americans pulling themselves out of poverty. And yet these leftists are treating it like it's the elephant in the room. And that just goes to show that, you know, when you have a movement, the first people who start a movement are the ones who are getting prosecuted, persecuted, ridiculed, jailed, maybe even assassinated. But once that movement gains popular steam, people start to come in and use that movement for their own selfish desires. And that's exactly what we're seeing with Black Lives Matter and other, you know, racial hucksters today.
Yeah, exactly. Unfortunately, that's exactly the case. And again, you know, you watch how this plays out and you can see early on, you know, I talked to, you know, several pastors that wanted to immediately embrace the BLM movement. I said, you know, you've got to study and find out what is the root of BLM, you know, BLM. Where did they come from? And it's amazing how easily deceived people can be because, you know, on the surface, the BLM, you know, mantra and rallying cry, it seemed to be, you know, consistent, something that we all would want. But then you found out later on that, no, not necessarily. They just used the language and took advantage of people's sympathies in order to get what they want.
No, that's exactly right. And then don't forget, you know, government has its hands in the pie as well. You know, ever since the Civil Rights Act, government has created more equality, I'd argue, but it's done so by making everyone poorer and more dependent on government. You know, welfare rolls, as we all know, have gone up. The celebration of marriage, romance, and family, that was aspirational, but now it's gone. You know, ever since government grew from this, what has become aspirational is getting a check from the government, and unfortunately has led to all sorts of problems.
Well, of course, and look where we are now, you know, post-COVID, so to speak. The government has dumbed down our labor force. They've dumbed down our kids in school. You talk about the great undermining of our society. Thank you very much, big government, that now stands and has created debt in excess of $31 trillion. Thank you very much, Michael.
Oh, yeah, it's unfortunate, but we can do better, and I know that we can. We just got to keep following.
Exactly. Going to break. More from Michael Austin after this.
The extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
Back with you, fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. As Americans commemorate the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., members of the Project 21 Black Leadership Network note that the civil rights icon's goals of increased opportunity and social mobility for Black Americans are at risk And this is thanks to destructive policies promoted by green activists and progressives. Interesting, you know, a couple of years back, you heard our president, our current president, but it was before he was president, said, oh, they want to keep you all in chains, he said. You know, bringing back these iconic ideas that America grew up with and is absolutely disgusted by. But yet Joe Biden brings it up to throw it out there, you know, again, as a hearkening. And the hearkening, Michael Austin, isn't one that leads us to liberty. It just exchanges us from, you know, one source of dependence to another source. And that source of dependence is big government, because that's what Joe Biden and the progressives believe in, is that we're not big enough to take care of ourselves. We're not good enough to do that, that we need big government. And if we will surrender and sell our souls to the big government gods of Joe Biden that he worships at, then all will be well. But it's far from that, and it certainly is quite disruptive, and this is the very thing that Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. really warned about, isn't it?
It really is. You know, they're not talking about helping society. When Joe Biden says, you know, the other side is a bunch of racists, he's not telling you that so that, you know, you can find a way to pull yourself up by the bootstraps. It's exactly like you said, Bill. He's telling you that so that you're more dependent on him, right? It's another part of that white savior complex, or the bigotry of low expectations, where you're exactly right. You know, the progressives don't think of African Americans as a people that can get up and have their own agency. They feel that they are a resource that they can continue to farm and farm, mm-hmm. only serve at their own, you know, selfish agenda. And Dr. King will certainly realize that, and, you know, did his best to argue that what we really need for equality isn't a handout, but respect.
Right. I mean, the fact of the matter is our founding fathers gave us an infrastructure where we could go out and have an opportunity to be the best we want to be. And that's what all peoples want to do. We just want to have a fair shot to win. And the problem is, you know, big government can't help itself. Again, the hubris of these people that think that, you know, we can't take care of ourselves. I mean, look what they did for us, case in point, during COVID. Michael, I mean, if they were all that in a bag of chips, COVID would have been nothing. But they complicated it, and now here we know that they lied to us. And for what purpose? To maintain the stronghold on a dependent class and expand their stronghold even further through the use of fear and, you know, and all these lies and this faux science that they, you know, perpetrated upon us.
This is what happens when you confuse victimhood with virtue. This is what happens when you ignore, as I said, the countless examples of blacks pulling themselves out of poverty. And now we seem to be in a a death spiral of a relationship where we have, you know, white liberals who are looking for absolutions for crimes that they never committed. And yet we also have black liberals who are looking to be affirmed for injustices that they never suffered.
Right, exactly. And then that leads us to reparations. I mean, this idea, Michael, do you think that Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. would be leading the cause for reparations?
I don't think so, because if you have this massive transfer of wealth to individuals who, as I said before, were never slaves, from individuals who were never slave owners, you know, I think he would agree that it would spur just a level of racial resentment akin to pouring gasoline on a fire. It's going to essentially paint any black American as someone who can't lift themselves up by their good straps. Any goodwill Dr. King, you know, would have fought for or pushed for in American society would have been gone. And I don't think he would have seen that as a quality.
And so what do you do with, you know, people of color who have pulled themselves up, as you say, by their bootstraps and have created, you know, multi-million dollar industries, athletes who have gone on and had successful athletic careers and have made millions of dollars? What do you do about them?
Exactly. Do they have to pay more, or do they just have to follow the progressive line? And you know the answer to that, it's probably the latter, right? If they're Democrats or progressives, then they're fine. But if they're conservatives, they're probably going to go after them. And this is just, you know, unfortunately par for the course, because we've created a culture in a society where we feel like government has to step in, has to intervene, has to get involved, even though it makes things worse. You know, what we really need is to put out the house fire, not try to replace the house fire. Get government out of the way, and you could truly fight racism and inequality by letting the free market work.
What's like a family, the way the family works, right? When you're little and you always go crying to mom and dad, you know, for justice. And, you know, and hopefully parents are wise enough to figure it out. But we still get worked because, you know, you got the favored child and they know how to work it. And so, you know, in part, this is kind of an extension of a dysfunctional family. That, you know, you get people who have not grown up, they don't want to grow up, and they want to look to mommy and daddy, the big government, to come in and wipe their nose.
Now, that's kind of a good point. You know, when we're talking about bad economic policies or even racism, I think the answer is really straightforward. Let the racists that are out there deal with the consequences of their own actions. As an example, if there's a football coach that won't hire the best players because there's a chance they might be black, don't force him or her to change their hiring policy. Let him or her play the season out. Let them realize the cost of their idiotic ideas instead. You know, the fact that they're not going to get money is most likely going to change that coach's mind. But instead, we play this government-mandated reverse racism, call it what you want, reparations, quotas, DEI, all it does is make our society more resentful towards each other. And like you said about a dysfunctional family, the offended are basically become toddlers seeking their parents' acceptance and validation.
Yeah, and they're the ones living in the basement of their parents' house, not married, and they're 40. What a bright future, and what a waste of time. You see, what really drives me nuts here, Michael, just for me, because I love the journey of humanity, and I love the expression of God's creation. I mean, each person that you run into is one who said, I've never met a mere mortal. I mean, when you think how uniquely and miraculously we're designed with these certain desires and built-in functions and everything, I mean, who would have thought early on that Bill Gates was going to go on and be the genius that he was? But God had designed him in such a way uniquely to do that position. Bezos, the same way, others, these gazillionaires that are out there that have been, you know, so righteously blessed, and so many other people, you know, like Mother Teresa, that would look at and say, hey, it's not so much, you know, the big things, but it's being faithful to the little things. But here we are, we're so uniquely created that I think that we all deserve a shot to be able to do all that God has put within us. He said, be fruitful and multiply. And anything that impedes that, I believe, is unrighteous. It's evil. And so whether you have government, whether you have a boss, whatever it is, anything that makes you less than is evil. And the one thing that I see consistently with these, you know, big government autocrats is that it mediocritizes people, Michael. It forces you into a mold that's unnatural, and people get incredibly frustrated over that. And I've witnessed that time and again over my life, and it galls me when I see that happening.
This identity politics is most certainly going to put us on a path to tear ourselves apart. And as you can see before our eyes, destroying our self-respect. And that's ultimately what we need for equality, is respect. And in terms of our education, taxes, family budgets, police to keep communities safe, and all remember that we all share that blood of Christ.
Yeah, let's even out the playing field for everybody, Michael Austin. I mean, that's really what Dr. King's dream was all about, right?
No, that's exactly right. I couldn't say it better myself.
He's Project 21 member from the Black Leadership Network. Michael Austin has been with us. Michael, thank you so much. Happy Martin Luther King Jr. Day, if I might say that, for you and for all of the human race.
Well, thank you very much, sir. And please extend the same to yourself.
Okay. God bless you. Take care.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. That's 800-562-2407. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
USA News Update. New York City Mayor Eric Adams on Sunday called for the federal government to address the crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border that is overwhelming city officials throughout America.
Our cities are being undermined, and we don't deserve this. Migrants don't deserve this, and the people who live in the cities don't deserve this.
The Democrat mayor was in El Paso this weekend to survey the border and meet with his counterparts to discuss how the crisis is impacting the community.
We expect more from our national leaders to address this issue in a real way.
House Republicans are seeking 2 years of visitors' logs from President Biden's Delaware home as part of a push for more details about top-secret documents that were found in Mr. Biden's home and his Washington, D.C. office. Wildcard weekend in the NFL wraps up tonight as Dallas travels to Tampa Bay. Lance Pry, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
It's 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez with you. Happy Monday. Happy Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Dan Perkins is with us, a nationally recognized policy and energy expert, author, columnist, and syndicated radio host himself. Hey, Dan, how you doing, buddy?
Good morning. I'm at our house, which, you know, was flooded.
Yes.
And I thought I had power, but I found out that the air conditioning people were here to check the compressor, and I still don't have power. So
Got no power. Well, I'll tell you, you've had a run of deals here, and on top of that, and during your downtime just for fun, you get COVID. I mean, what, you got the record now for how many times you got COVID?
Yeah, I'm doing a radio show.
Just give us a call when you get out.
Yeah. Okay. My wife and I both had COVID, but I had it for the third time between Christmas and New Year's. And, and I had the 3 shots, and people are saying, well, you need to go get another shot. I said, for what?
Right.
What's it going to do for me?
Right. Well, it kind of reminds me of, my mother used to always give me a bad time, Dan. She'd say, you got to have your flu shot all the time. Because she was faithful to get her flu shot. And I said, Mom, every time I get the flu shot, I get the flu. I don't want the flu. So,
right.
And in fact, recently I went in for a physical, and the gal already had the flu shot ready and everything, and she was getting ready, to inoculate me. And I said, wait a minute. I said, what are you doing? She goes, well, have you had any adverse reaction to the flu shot? I said, yeah, I got the flu. So I said, get that thing away from me,
I mean, and then we have the, I was explaining to my wife this morning at breakfast, and I said, the CDC released on Friday afternoon the research on people over 65 having heart attacks and strokes.
Right.
After they've gotten the shots. And and I said, they do that. They make press releases. When it's bad news, they're always done
on Friday.
At the end,
yep.
On a Friday, late in the afternoon, because they figure everybody's...
Oh, especially leading into a holiday. Going into holiday, even more better, right?
Yeah, yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
She said, I've never heard that. I said, well, it's true. And
yeah. You go, honey, you got to start listening to our radio show.
Yes, that's true. Mm. But it's just amazing that we're now talking about it, one side of her mouth is saying, look, if you're over 65 and you get the shot, you're increased risk of having the stroke.
Wow.
Okay. And then the other side of the mouth, but everybody needs to get a shot. Wait a minute. What is it? And
yeah.
They just can't seem to. And they're not talking about some places in the country that go they want masks back in the classrooms. And I'm saying, no. I don't understand what's going on in this country. Why we ignore the real science in exchange for the fake science when we're making decisions about health care for ourselves and for our parents or children. It's just crazy.
Well, maybe this is what will happen, Dan, is that we'll just, go back. We'll return to where things were normal, and we actually went to our doctor and took our doctor's advice. I mean, whenever we relied on our doctors who knew us, who did the studying, and, like we're finding out right now, those doctors that promoted ivermectin and, hydroxychloroquine, early treatment. I mean, I've got some friends down in Imperial Valley in California, and they wrote a book on it. They treated over 10,000 patients, Dan, with the early no vaccine. And what they did was they promoted, reinforcing your immune system. And so they gave them some natural supplements, ivermectin when it was necessary. And out of those 10,000 patients, nobody went to the hospital. Nobody got COVID. Nobody died. And you know what? In California, with those kind of results, California's upset. And so the governor and the bureaucracy says, hey, look at Fal, you didn't follow our rules. And because you didn't follow our rules, we're enacting this medical tribunal that now is going to look into maybe even taking away your medical license. Because you didn't offer remdesivir. You didn't send your patients to the hospital so they could die. You didn't recommend that they be injected, with this serum that we're finding out, it has questionable benefit. And we talked about this, you and I, early on, just in recent stories. I mean, go back to the 50s with all the thalidomide babies, right? They go, oh, okay, we're going to take care of this problem, take care of women's nausea. And then all of a sudden there's an uptick in, miscarriages. And then, of course, then what followed after that was deformed children. And here it is. And it took them like 8 to 10 years to get it off the market, Dan. I mean, this is, our reliance on, the medical bureaucracy is very dangerous because they turn us all into lab rats where the doctors and the cumulative intelligence of 340 million people in this country, I'll take the cumulative intelligence of 340 million people versus the faux intelligence of one Dr. Fauci and the CDC where they had a good record. Dan, help me understand that you can go back and say, hey, look at they got AIDS right, they got Ebola right, they're just hitting it out of the park. COVID, they were spot on, they got us out of trouble. I can't say that.
Right. There was a reporter for the New York Times who got in a lot of trouble also on Friday when she ran a story that she believed that the CDC was inflating the number of deaths from COVID. And the number of hospitalizations by as much as potentially two to one.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were lying to us.
Mm-hmm. Well, look what happened. 6 months ago, they came out with the real number of people that actually died of COVID, Dan. I think it was like you know, maybe 1-2%. It was a light flu season. But yet they led us to believe over a million people in America had died of COVID. And what it was that you know what happens in the nature of the bureaucracy is that, boy, you want to get the numbers that you're looking for. You want to get the reports you want. You throw government money at it. You throw taxpayer money, our money, Dan, yours and my taxpayer money. You throw it to this problem. And guess what? You start manufacturing numbers. And this is exactly what they do time and time again. And America has to wake up. We cannot put up with this stuff. You know, because here, like Dr. Fauci, we know that he controlled, I think, something like $6 billion is what Adam Angieski from Open the Books reported. He controls something like $6 billion. He doles it out. This guy has a lot of clout. So and he has a fixed ideology as to what the science and what research should say. Well, guess what? Those people that come to that trough, these scientists, with all their degrees that come to that trough, you throw that away. Because if you want Dr. Fauci's money, which is our money, but if you want his money, then you better be prepared to write a paper and research that substantiates his worldview. And so here we are paying and spending billions of dollars for faux research, manufactured research, to fulfill an agenda by progressives and the likes of Dr. Fauci. I mean, forget about him retiring. He needed to be fired and all, you know, benefits taken away from him for what he's done to the American people.
I agree. And that'll never happen.
No, it won't.
Even if we get a Republican president in 2024,
Right. It'll never happen, and it'll never happen like 40 FBI agents storming Joe Biden's garage will never happen.
Right. You know, and the thing about that particular comment is how many places should they go? Well, you got to figure out all the places that Joe's been, and he's had offices and met people. They got a lot of searching to do. You got K Street attorneys searching a house. They're supposedly the experts at trying to uncover these documents.
And they don't have clearance? And they don't have intelligence clearance, and these guys are handling these papers?
Yes. I mean, and the left is saying, well, it's different. And I said, there's less paper. And if you saw 60 Minutes yesterday.
I'll tell you what, let's bring that up when we come back. We got to go to break. More from Dan Perkins after this. Stay with us.
Every one of us invests in what matters to us, yes? From subscriptions to Netflix or iTunes to a protein shake or new shoes, they bring a sense of joy and value to our lives. It's also important that we have a country to save and the next generation to protect. Bill Martinez Live has been increasingly targeted for canceling by a culture that doesn't want to hear the truth. Advertisers who have traditionally supported this show have been compelled to not advertise. As a result, we're turning to you, our faithful audience. Would you partner with Bill Martinez Live this coming year? While the culture and ruling elites are dumbing us down, it's the mission of Bill Martinez Live to provoke and challenge all of us to think, live, and be more intelligent. In turn, that arms us with the ability to easily engage others in intelligent, reasoned debate. Your one-time gift of $100 underwrites a half hour of BML Live. A $200 gift, an hour. 24 hours of BML Live would be a $2,400 gift. Perhaps you'll join with Bill every month and opt in at $100 per month? What's your best gift in helping Bill influence the next generation with logic, reason, and a love for our country? Your gift of any size matters. Visit BillMartinezShow.com to gift. And thank you. BillMartinezShow.com.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed a bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love. Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
The brightest sunrise, wait on the other side. On the darkest night, don't ever lose hope. Oh, no. Emily, maybe you just haven't seen it. Just haven't seen it.
You know, this song really reminds us and encourages us to not lose our hope. Because sometimes it's just right around the corner. And I think, you know, we've talked about this even with Jonathan Kahn, the Messianic rabbi and author of Return of the Gods, my dear friend, who talked about this being the year of Jubilee, the Jubilee year. And a lot of things are coming back and being renewed in a miraculous sort of way. And it's because this is the way God orders things. This is the way things happen. And our opportunity is to be there, is to come into alignment with God's hand and the things that he's doing and get ready. I mean, to me, I believe that this is going to be an incredible year for all of us. And when I say incredible, I'm talking in a miraculous sort of realm. That you will realize that, wow, you know, you didn't do this yourself, that it had to be some outside agency. I will say Almighty God, I'll give God that credit, Dan Perkins, to say that it was by God's hand that is doing these things because, you know, this is that magical, it's in the infrastructure and ordained within creation. And this is a supernatural force that can't be denied.
I totally agree with you. I was our church on the island wasn't destroyed, but they got water in and they had to take out all the pews and a bunch of stuff. And they just started having mass under dire consequences. And they're broadcasting, but they can't get their sound system to work. So you have to kind of just say the prayers yourself. But we joined another parish in Fort Myers, not too far from where we're living now, in a senior area. Mm-hmm. And we went to the 10:30 mass yesterday, and what surprised the hell out of me was the number of men in the pews and the number of young families in the pews.
Wow.
And, I mean, I wouldn't say it was packed, but I would say it was 90% full in the 5 o'clock mass on Saturday night. and they added another mass at 12 o'clock on Sunday. So they've added an extra mass over the weekend schedule to accommodate an increasing population of people who want to come back to church. And
right.
And I think that I believe that one of the things that happened from the left is that they did, in the things that they were doing, their ultimate goal was to destroy our relationship with the Lord.
Amen.
And there are people who found it easier to walk away from the Lord and walk to the government for everything. But there were a bunch of us that had a strong, firm relationship with the Lord. And we're the anchor. And I really think that I agree with you that this could be a year of renewal and rejoicing as we understand our relationship with God and what it means, what will mean to us in over the longer term. And I think that I've seen so many people who are, for lack of a better description, Bill, sad.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe it's because they have no relationship with any spiritual person, whether it's God or Muhammad or whoever it is. They don't have a spiritual component to their life anymore.
No.
And when you're trying to live a purely secular life, it becomes very depressing.
Yeah, it really does. There's no doubt about it, and that's what's happened. You see, I see our experience in life, Dan, as a series of contrasts. You know, you got life with God, life without God. And you may not look at it that way. You know, you may just say, well, but that's really what it comes down to. And we were designed. I mean, God, we're made in His image. So that, I mean, think about that. Made in image. Okay, what does that mean? Made in His image. I mean, there's certain components of our very lives that that cry out to our Creator. It's just like, you know, excuse me, it's like, you know, mom and dad, as a child growing up, there's certain parts of you that want your mom and you want your dad, right? Well,
mm-hmm.
Spiritually, our spirit cries out for God Himself. And
right.
it can't tolerate substitutions. Go ahead. I need to drink some water. Go ahead.
Okay. I just wanted to tell you, we joined the church. I joined the men's group. It's been around 35 years. It's down to about 12, 15 people. And I've worked in a number of parishes in my career. And I looked at the outside nativity scene that the church had, and I thought it was absolutely atrocious. It was just almost disrespectful. And I went into the meeting this past week, and I wanted to tell them about what was wrong with the creche, and I was going to give them examples of churches that I had worked with and built things from scratch and remodeled other things. And I decided to go a different way. And our parish in New Jersey, St. Patrick's, we got a pastor, and I said to him, I want you to come over to the church with me. And this was during the Christmas season. And I said, I want you to look at the creche. And I said, what do you see? He says, I don't know what you're talking about. So the eye has a tremendous ability to absorb an enormous amount of detail around it. But it's the brain that focuses in on the particular items that we need to focus on. I was
right.
in a class, and we were on a boat going up the Hudson River, and the tour guy said, I want to ask you a question. Look at the skyline in New York and tell me what you don't see. I said, wait a minute, what I don't see? He said, count how many water towers are on the buildings. And it's like all of a sudden they just appeared.
Mm-hmm.
They were always
wow.
there, but I never saw
right.
them. And when you brought, mm-hmm. so when I brought him the attention, and I said, this is not what the Lord intended this nativity should look like. I want to rebuild it. And he said, okay, I'll trust you. And I rebuilt it, and with the help of some other people, and we built a beautiful, magnificent nativity scene. And on Christmas Eve, at the Mass that we went to, he asked me to stand up in the congregation, and he said, this man came to me, taught me to look at things in a different way, said he wanted to fix it, and I trusted him, and what you see is the result of trusting.
Mm-hmm.
Trust people, if you believe in them. And I think that that's what we're looking for. We're looking for, people are looking for people not to be skeptical about, but are looking for people that they can trust and know that they can trust.
Exactly.
And when you try and teach people a new way to look at things, and so they said, you're right, we just realized it. And so I think that our job in radio and television is to try and bring people on the air that can help our audiences refocus, open their eyes to things. And, you know, the idea that Joe Biden gets different treatment for his secret papers versus Donald Trump. And I think the thing that really, really, really made me angry this morning was the interview at 60 Minutes last night, where Joe Biden was talking about, when asked about the photograph of the documents on the floor, how despicable it was and irresponsible. Well, Trump didn't put them there. The FBI put them there to take the picture.
Exactly.
We don't have any pictures of those documents from Joe Biden. So we have an administration that is manipulating, lying, and misleading the American people, and they don't care whether they tell the truth or not.
Exactly. No, they've
got to help them see the truth.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, this is the deal. It goes back, and I use this quote often because this just connects with my world and my reality here and the way I'm seeing things. And it's Jordan Peterson who says that you can be so ideologically fixed that you render yourself stupid. I mean, you force yourself into looking at only, just like you said, Dan, you only see a certain part of the picture. Because that's what you determined going into it, that's all you want. You don't want to hear any other views. You want to, who was it that said, people say, oh, I want to hear the other side, and I want to hear the other viewpoint. And then they're shocked when they actually hear that there is another viewpoint. They're so fixed that they just can't even imagine anybody else thinking different than they do. And to me, when we do that, I mean, this is part of the beauty of our First Amendment right and what our founding fathers gave us in the freedom of speech and what that meant. That really, it really built in an infrastructure that promoted intelligence, Dan, when you think about it. Because if we're having these conversations going back and forth, you're seeing things low, you bring a little bit, added dimension to the picture, and somebody else participates and they add. I mean, all of a sudden you got this incredible mosaic that's even greater than what you even imagined when you first started, right?
Right. And I think what I'm really thrilled about is that Kevin McCarthy, who was under a lot of scrutiny and was he going to be strong enough, he went after Smallwell and the squad and are taking them off of committees in the House.
They should. Right, exactly.
They don't belong there.
Right. I mean, and to me, and see, I don't know how they, when they take the oath of office, I mean, traditionally, it used to be the Bible. Now it's God only knows what anymore. It's gotten so progressive and so woke that, you know, they're basing their oath on things that are not really trustworthy. You know, going back to what you said, you've got to trust. You have to trust and believe that somebody has the same faith and commitment as you do. But it's clear people are entering into office with their fingers crossed and getting away with all kinds of shenanigans here.
Absolutely.
Just saying.
Absolutely.
That's my observation. Got to leave it there. Dan Perkins is awesome. Appreciate it. Happy New Year.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Who listens to radio at night?